painted green, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat is painted green, the prettiest boat you ever seen, aha, maha, me riddle I day.
Ah, Lukey's boat got a fine for cuddy, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat got a fine for cuddy, and every seam is chinked with putty, aha, me boys, riddle I day.
Oh, Lukey's boat got high top sails, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat got high top sails, she was planked with copper nails, aha, aha, me riddle I day. I think, says Lukey, I'll make her bigger.
Welcome to this month's edition of Our Working Waterfront. And joining me today is one of my two co-hosts, Port of Port Townsend's director Aaron Bird. Co-host Port Commissioner Pam Petranek is away for the fishing season. Each month we bring you an update on news and issues surrounding our vibrant maritime community. And as is our custom, Aaron is on deck to give us a report on happenings this month around our busy port. And joining him today is our port's chief engineer, Matt Klontz. In a few minutes, we'll be introducing our special guest, Captain Robert D'Arcy, proprietor of Robert D'Arcy Marine Services and primary captain and project manager for the restoration of the 1907 schooner Martha. But first, Aaron and Matt, take it away.
Well, thanks, Christopher. The usual refrain from me is it's just always so busy. And I mean, it's still busy here, but it feels like there's a little room to breathe this month at the port. A boatyard is busy, but I'm told typically busy, which means a lot less busy than it has been in recent, really the recent couple of years. Marinas are full, airport's busy, there's a lot of activity in the RV park. But from a staff standpoint, where the port's really humming is in our maintenance and capital projects area. So we've got crews out painting, you know, doing building work, doing a lot of landscaping work. And Matt, in particular, is just on the cusp of a whole lot of projects. So I think that'll be the lead in to where I might think we're the busiest, which is in project planning, project permitting, project bidding, and here in just a couple short weeks, a mobilization on one of the biggest projects in the port's history here at Point Hudson.
So Matt, how's it looking?
Well, we're more than excited to be maybe just a little over a month away from getting started on the breakwater replacement project at Point Hudson. I can tell you the contractor has shared their plan. So that first week, which will basically be the week following the Wooden Boat Festival, they're planning just to kind of move their barges in and equipment in. So I think the community will get a sense of what's about to happen that first week with all of the fun action, as in the construction starting the subsequent week. So that would probably be September 19th is when the contractor will actually start work. But again, the week before, that week between September 12th and the 16th, the community will be seeing barges and equipment moving into the site.
The marina is going to look quite different.
Yeah, you know, at that point, the marina will be empty. People will have relocated for that first season of construction. I can tell you also that like the contractor's schedule shows the North Breakwater being done middle of January. But the reality is there'll probably be some days that are lost due to weather where they can't work. But it's encouraging to see that there's a little bit of buffer between when the contractor plans to be done and that March 1st target date, which was sort of what we're planning for. So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, we're hopeful that we'll be able to open up the marina early. But again, we'll kind of see how things stack up and shake out during construction. So it's a little too early to count our chickens, so to speak, but we're optimistic that maybe we'll be able to open the marina up before March 1, which is our current plan.
Well, thanks, Matt, and thanks, Aaron. We have a special guest today. His name is Robert D'Arcy. He grew up sailing in the Narragansett Bay in Rhode Island. He's a fourth-generation shipwright with Scottish New England roots, and Robert's passion and competence in boat building and restoration are world-class. He fell in love with the sea at a very early age, and by the time Robert had become a young man, he was capable of being both lead shipwright in their restorations, but also as chief mate in their operations. Robert's love of the outdoors was supported with his woodworking skills in Victorian home restoration, which brought him first to San Francisco and then to Seattle. And through the pride and accomplishment of yacht restoration and sailing, he also discovered the power and the possibility of sail training. When the 1907 schooner Martha was donated to the Northwest Schooner Foundation in 1995, Robert couldn't say no to what he knew would involve her complete restoration. And in 1997, Robert started his own nonprofit Schooner Martha Foundation, dedicated to her restoration for the work of sail training. With Robert's wife, Holly, and daughter, Mary, Martha has taken honors at the Victoria Classic Boat Festival in the categories of Best Restored, Best Overall, and Best Sail Training Vessel. In those same years, 2009, 2011, and 12, Martha has garnered a plethora of sailing wins over time, expanding sail training to offshore ocean racing in the West Coast Classic Regattas, including the Transpac. Robert Darcy, welcome to our Working Waterfront.
Thank you, Chris, and hello to Aaron and Matt. Good to be here. I think it's an honor to be part of the Port Townsend scene, too. You know, the community really adores Martha and have a great deal of respect for what we do. And likewise, we really respect the community here and the way the port operates and the kind of things that it provides for an organization like ourselves.
Well, Robert, introduce us to Martha. She's most certainly an example of Living History Project and highlights capabilities of Port Townsend Marine Trades and the Port of Port Townsend, that's for sure.
It does, for sure. She is living history in that she's not under glass, so to speak. She's utilized in the area she was originally conceived, designed, and built to perform in. The vessel was designed by B.B. Cronenshield, who was a prominent naval architect at the turn of the century out of Boston, well known for his racing yachts and commercial vessels as well. She was built for the Commodore of the San Francisco Yacht Club, who was an avid racer at the time, and built by Stone Boatyards in San Francisco. Interestingly enough, Stone at that time was at the present site of the St. Francis Yacht Club. He was asked to move for they had a world trade show that would happen there in the early years after Martha's built. So they ended up moving. And then later, the St. Francis Yacht Club was built there. So she went through a series of owners, including James Cagney at one point. She sailed up and down the West Coast and spent time in Hawaii, found her way to the Northwest in 1967. She came to Orcas Island for Four Winds Westward Ho, the camp. She was purchased for the camp by Edgar Kaiser, who had an estate up in the islands. She came into age and disrepair by the 1970s. She had an accident. She was dropped in a yard in Seattle. And a longshoreman, by the way, of Del Edgbert from Olympia, bid against the salvagers and won the bid, made repairs, and kept Martha going quite well until about 1995 is when she donated the boat to the Schooner Society. And then at that time, the Schooner Society reached out to me to see if I'd be willing to put together a program for her restoration. So we did a bunch of research into her history and determined that she was indeed a very important cultural artifact for the United States in the area of sailing and yachting.
How does that involve the marine trades here synergistically? Because you're surrounded by not only legendary talent, but also willing apprentices to the trades.
Indeed. Port Townsend is unique among the various coastal cities and towns of America, and that we're one of the few and most likely one of the best seaports and centers on the coast in the country that can handle the range of maritime skills necessary to maintain a fleet of vessels. Everything from classic restoration and sailmaking and rigging to steel and aluminum construction and modern systems and modern yachts. It all happens right here in Port Townsend. And interestingly enough, all within about a mile and a half radius, which in other parts of the country, you'd have to travel sometimes hours to go to a different trade if you could even find the competency, which is very difficult. Port Townsend and the Port of Port Townsend ranks among Rockport, Maine, and Yannon and Benjamin on Martha's Vineyard. Those are the names that usually pop up, and Port Townsend is right there standing next to them, some of the best in the country and most likely the world. Also, we have a ready batch of young people who are interested in the waterfront, who get involved through school to want to come down and work the waterfront. There's a high school component for the maritime trades, and we have a high school sailing team. And we invite a lot of those young people to come do some big boat sailing. They typically become part of our race crew, and they learn the skills of maintenance and various avenues, whether it's sailmaking or painting and varnishing or systems, and they work with us, and often they'll go off into the marine trades.
So, Robert, where are we now with Martha? What sorts of projects are in the offing?
Well, we just finished the big mainmast project, and our next stage will be to build new sails for that new sail plan. And then the last and next big project will be a new cabin house top. It's the one area of the vessel that's not been restored. It's been maintained, but it needs to be gone over because its bones are 115 years old. And so that'll be coming up next. We'll probably start designing that project in the next year or two, along with some fundraising. And that would be the kind of the crowning achievement. There's not very much on the boat that hasn't been refurbished.
I know it's been an ongoing project when I first came into town. At that time, we were talking about the deck.
Yes. Yeah. But a while ago.
Yeah.
What we've done is the first thing we accomplished when we took stewardship of the vessel was to conduct a very in-depth survey, both as a shipwright, and we hired a surveyor to come do that with us. His name was Malcolm Muncy. He's now gone, but he was among the last of the wooden boat surveyors. And we put together a 10-year plan that took 15 years to do, but we had the plan. And how we approached it would be the wheel that was squeaking the most got the grease, you know. And so as we would find weakness or deficiencies, we would plan to take care of those things. We tried to do it in a systematic way, so we were as efficient as possible. It's been a good program.
Well, Robert, where would our listeners go if they wanted to find out more information about Martha and the foundation, maybe even volunteering, all of those different sorts of things? Where would they go?
Well, the best thing to do would be to go to our website, which is schoonermartha.org, which is a blog type website. Look up information. We do have a Facebook page. You can go there for information. Reach out and call us, or you can email us with your questions or interests at schoonermartha@yahoo.com. Or you can even walk down the end of Water Street. And when the vessel's there, our crew is always willing to talk with folks. And of course, the festival's coming up. You can come and visit the vessel during the festival and make acquaintances.
It'd be a great opportunity for those of our listeners that have not encountered the Schooner Martha. It would be quite an experience just standing there.
Well, among the things I'm really grateful for, when I think about Port Townsend and the port of Port Townsend and the education system that we see thriving in the area, is the synergy and, in many ways, the view of the whole as a system. You know, the port would have trouble existing without the talent here that does much of the work on these vessels. The talent here in the way the marine trades would not be able to be here if we didn't have the port supporting us. Neither of those two groups would be here if we didn't have a tax base that could support the port. And the tax base is indeed supported by the marine trades and the operations of the port. So we have a system that, when tuned up, is functioning very well. And it's been great to watch these changes over the last couple of years. And now we're looking at taking care of some of the big infrastructural issues that have been overhanging for a while. And I think it's wonderful to watch the marine trades and the port thrive during what could have been a pretty difficult time in the last 2 or 3 years.
Much to the credit of our commissioners and our port director, and now our chief engineer, Matt Quantz, we want to thank them for being with us on our Working Waterfront. Robert, as we finish up here, looking back and looking forward, what are the thoughts you'd like to leave us with?
Well, that's a good question. I think there's a lot of thoughts that could be left, but I think the most important one is for the community to understand what it takes to be resilient and to be able to be agile enough to make the changes needed to be functional, and at the same time be consistent enough that those important aspects of our culture are maintained.
The lessons learned in sailing.
Yes.
Robert D'Arcy, proprietor of Robert D'Arcy Marine Services, and primary captain and project manager for the restoration of the 1907 Schooner Martha. Matt Klontz, chief engineer for the Port of Port Townsend, and of course, co-host Aaron Berg, director of the Port of Port Townsend. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. Good to hear from Robert and the Schooner Martha story. I just maybe add one more thing, which is, you know, the successes that we're seeing here at the port really are a representation of an alignment between the community, that I think really loves this port as a place, as a cultural location, the trades that bring it to life, the tenants who use it, the visitors who come and go from around the world, and of course the port team helping to keep, you know, our part of this going as well with the leadership of the commissioners. It is really remarkable and an honor for me to get to be a part of this. It's a really remarkable place.
Well, thank you all. And Robert, we'd love to have you back a little bit later on down the line, give us some updates. And we just want to thank you so much for joining us today on Our Working Waterfront.
You bet, Chris. Call me anytime.
He spied his true love on the hill. Me boy, the riddle I day. Lukey's coming round the cape. Me boys, Lukey's coming round the cape. He spied old Jenny on the flake. Me boy, the riddle I day.
Says Lukey, the blinds are down. Me boys, says Lukey, the blinds are down. Me wife is dead and she's underground. Me boys, a riddle I day.
Aha, said Lukey, I don't care. Aha, me boys. Aha, says Lukey, I don't care. I'll get me another in the spring of the year. Aha, aha, me riddle I day. Oh, Lukey's boat is painted green. Aha, me boys. Oh, Lukey's boat is painted green. The prettiest boat you ever seen. Aha, aha, me riddle I day.
Our theme music for Our Working Waterfront is Lukey's Boat, performed by Mark Hiscock, Patrick Moran, Chris Andrews, and Mike Kinsella. See you next time on Our Working Waterfront.